something reassuring about hearing this music this morning, isn't there? It is time for StoryCorps on this Friday, and today we're going to hear from a rural nurse. 93-year-old Ruth Owens has lived her whole life in the same small town in the mountains of Tennessee. She worked for four decades until she retired at 85. Owens sat down with her grandson, James Taylor, to talk about growing up in the late 1930s and about how she became a nurse.
The first time I ever knew a doctor, I broke my arm and rode up on a pickup truck from the mountain up to the doctor's office. I didn't even know what a doctor was.
Did you do a lot of home remedies back then, salves?
Oh, yes. And you took a teaspoonful of sugar and put a drop of turpentine for every year old you were. That was for the worms.
What made you want to be a nurse?
I love people, and I love to help them physically, mentally, spiritually, any way that I can help anyone. But to be a nurse, a true nurse, you got to have compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried to share my compassion all my life. Back years ago, this lady, she had a little daughter that was 4 years old that was dying in the oxygen tent. I said, you get in that oxygen tent with her. I said, you sit and hold that baby. That's what it takes to be a good nurse. And you're not taught that.
Yeah. Are you proud that your children and grandchildren went into nursing?
Oh, I'm tickled to death. I've been well blessed having children that did care. Now, I'm not a brain. I'm not very smart, but...
You're a heart.
Yeah, I guess so. Through the years, people come up to me, and I don't know them from Adam, and they'll say, oh, you took care of my boy. I will never forget you. So I want to be remembered as a person that cared. It takes a special person to be a nurse, and that was the most rewarding profession that you could have. So I'm real thankful for that.
93-year-old Ruth Owens with her grandson James Taylor. Several of her kids and grandkids followed in her footsteps and became nurses. That interview will be archived at the Library of Congress.